My name is Glenn Taylor.
Hello, my name is Jasper Brandberry.
My name is Rebecca Huntington.
My name is James Richard, and I'm 77 years old.
Sarah Ross, I'm 24 years old.
My name is Andrew Munns.
Christina Briones.
Hello, my name is Kersha Finley. I am 6 years old.
My name is Catherine Mapes Turner.
John F. Turner.
Kenneth James William Bradbury, age 90.
I'm Judd Grossman, and I'm 56.
My name's Alexandra Fuller. I'm 49.
I'm 32 years old.
I am 11 years old.
I am age 76. Good grief.
Today is May 30th.
Today is June 2nd.
That's June 4th, 2018.
June 13th.
June 18th, 2018, and we're here in beautiful Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
We're here in Jackson, Wyoming.
We're here at the St. John's Hospital Complex.
Well, I'm here at the nursing home.
And my relationship to Ken and Kenny is I'm their friend.
I am having a conversation with my mother.
Relationship to the partner is he's my grandson.
I live in Jackson, Wyoming, and I'm here with my son, Kershaw.
He's my music collaborator, I guess.
Today's date is May 30th, 2018. I live in Jackson.
I went to visit my sister. She was in the hospital here in Jackson with a new baby. And I went down to visit my sister and have a look at that new baby. About 8 o'clock that evening, a very pleasant lady came in and said to me, "Visiting hours are over." And as she turned around and went down the hall, I adjusted the crack on the door so I could watch her walk down the hallway. And I said to my sister, "Who is that?" She said, "That's Miss DiStefano." It didn't take me a long time to decide that that was the lady I wanted to spend my life with. Mom and I, Mom referring to my bride, your mom, we were married the 25th of June, 1960. Marion passed away the 27th of May, 2016. We lacked just from May 27th to June 25th of being married. It would have been 56 years.
Tell me about when you went camping with Daddy this weekend.
We did what we usually do. And this time I played with his hatchet.
You mean Daddy let you run around the woods with a hatchet?
Yeah.
What does Daddy always make you to eat on camping trips?
Pancakes.
Do you know that your papa, my daddy, is the best marshmallow roaster in the whole wide world? He sits there so patiently and rotates the marshmallow as slow as you can imagine, and it gets perfectly golden brown on all sides. And ever since I was a little kid and roasted marshmallows with Papa, I just love doing it because it reminds me of when I was your age and having fun camping with my daddy. But the funny thing is when we take you camping and we do marshmallows, you don't like to roast them, do you?
I just eat them plain.
What do you call it when we roast them?
Wood.
Putting wood on the marshmallow. Is it because they look brown like tree bark?
Yeah.
So you're a plain marshmallow kind of guy.
Yeah.
Three years ago, I lost my house. And also I have four kids. And I'm a single mother. I ended up living in a shelter here because I couldn't find a place to live. Experiencing that helped me to have the strength to work on housing, and I start working here with the community and some organizations to pass some laws, and right now I feel really motivated. I know the situation, and I don't want more people, more families experience that.
What do you think about discrimination on color?
Well, we're all Americans, you know, and we're all humans. We can make up all kinds of things, and we have through human history, all kinds of prejudice, crazy, biased stuff. But we're still all people, and we're all still really capable, and we all need an opportunity. It doesn't matter what color we are or what God we believe in or who we love. That's kind of my feeling in a nutshell.
If I had the opportunity to go back to my high school self and show him what he would become, I mean, he wouldn't believe me, for one. There's so many kids out there, and so many, even, like, adults. The woman in her 70s who came up to me at the party and said that she built a wall around herself, and I was the fourth person who knew that she was gay after introducing herself to me, like, and that she'd lived in this community for almost 3 decades and never was able to speak up. What gives me pride is knowing that every hardship that you face, every time somebody tells you you're not good enough, even if it's the closest people to you, the ones who are in your heart and the people you call family, all of that is a recipe. All of that can come together and shape the better person and craft this potential as, you know, yes, this person with scars, but those scars make you who you are. That's why I'm proud.
Are you proud of me?
You celebrate everything I love. You can ride a horse better than any of the Turner boys. A woman of faith, not only are you a beautiful person, but your paintings reflect our legacy of wildlife and wild lands and the lore of the West. I love you, and I'm so proud of what you've done.
I want to thank you for everything you've done for me, Dad. I think I have been really blessed to have you as dad and live my life here growing up in Jackson. I hope we have a really long ride together ahead of us, Dad.
Oh, my God, we got mountains to hike, we got rivers to run, meadows to ride through. And
I feel the same way, Dad. I've loved sharing life here in Jackson, growing up so close to you all these years.
Now that I'm more so starting to do what you did, do you feel any sense of being, like, moved in upon?
The opposite. It's the best thing in the world because you're better than me. You're surpassing me in every way. Mm. I mean, you're not only a better writer than I am and was in a lot of ways, but you're a much more graceful person. You're kinder. People lean in when you talk. And a lot of times when I talk, people are like, oh, God, it's that woman with the axe. Clear the fields. I don't care how it all ends up. I don't care what path you take. I don't care if you never write another thing. But it feels to me like it's the most amazing gift in the world that this thing that I was pushing this rock so hard up a hill on my own, and suddenly the rock disappeared, and I looked around and you had it and were running with it.
I was going to visit my friend here at the St. John's Hospital and play music for him. And you wheeled up right next to me. And I thought, who is this guy? He's a little bit aggressive about listening to the music. And then I got to understand that you just love music and you couldn't hear very well.
I couldn't. I didn't have my earphones in.
So you needed to be up close. Ken always pouts when I play this song because it means I'm leaving.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Thank you.